All right.
I feel like you can be a praying for man here in a minute. It is good to be here.
Yeah.
All right. Right from here, scripture, put up chapter of Hebrews. And we're going straight into the message tonight. Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us.
Yeah.
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yeah.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, enduring the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I'm here to tell you tonight that I've been saved for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And you know, the Bible said, Apostle Paul said, when I would do good, evil is always present. You know, he said that I let us lay aside every weight and the sin that is so easy to beset us. I'm here to tell you tonight that if you say that you've not got no sin about you, the Bible said that we're a liar and the truth is not in us. Satan also encamped around about us to gouge at us. Cause us to be mad. Cause us to do anything. Which is so easy for us to lean towards tonight. And every one of us tonight is guilty of leaning towards Satan and his devices. He said, let us lay aside every weight and every sin. It takes us every day, 24 hours a day, to overcome Satan and his devices. Brother, you'll have to go beyond the flesh that we live in. Brother, Satan is out to get us.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to. Can I slow down just a minute? I see a man that he was down yonder in Samaritan, and he was giving out all kinds of working witchcraft. He was giving out himself some great one. And he was bewitching the people. Old Simon. No doubt he was working hand in hand for Satan himself. Brother, listen. But Philip went down to the city of Samaria. He preached Jesus unto them, and they began to believe, and he began to heal, listen, and casting out unclean spirits. Brother, listen, the man of God, the true man of God, who had been called from on high, went down and preached under the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they was all healed of their sickness, and they was all saved.
Amen.
And they were baptized.
Amen.
Old Simon himself.
Amen.
Our brother, he got in there, and he believed Philip preaching. And he was baptized, but quickly Satan come back to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, listen, and whenever the apostles hear that the city of Smyrna I had not received. The Phillips preaching. They sent Peter and John down to help him out. I come down and they begin to lay hands on them that were bleeding and baptized. And the Holy Ghost was given the right hand and the left hand. The Holy Ghost. I was at work that day.
Yeah.
But now, that was a great story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
My. But listen, very early, Satan come back to Simon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Simon, he wanted to be somebody. He wanted to be. I never have read. For the Lord, I called. Brother Simon. Brother, listen. I know that he believed and was baptized. But whenever I begin to see that through the laying on of the apostles' hand, the Holy Ghost was given.
Bless the Lord.
He offered them money.
Yeah.
He said, give me this Holy Ghost. Give me this power. That whosoever I lay hands on, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Brother Peter, he stepped up to the plate, firm and bold, and he said, that money perishes with you.
Yeah, that's right.
If you try to get to heaven on any second door sources, brother, you're traveling the wrong direction.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
You can't buy. So you have thought that you could purchase a gift of God with money. He said, thine heart is not right. Brother, he said to pray. Perhaps the Lord, I will forgive you.
Right.
He said, pray for me. Listen. What did he say? Oh, see it. Peter picked up on something that most of people I would never have seen. He said, I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity and the bondage of sin already. He said, and you're in a gall of bitterness.
Right.
A lot of people get their little feelings hurt, and they're in a gall of bitterness, and in the bonds of iniquity. Brother, listen, we're living in a time that people are trying to get to heaven on their own way.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Listen, I'm glad that we can still I feel the power coming down. Like Brother Eric, I stood. I was the same power that Philip had in those days. The same power coming down. Oh, listen, somebody jump right out in the middle of things, and they want to look big, and they want to be noticed. Brother, they would give anything just to be a part of the crowd.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, I'm glad to be saved.
Right. Yeah.
I'm glad to have enough power to resist the devil. And I know the work of the devil. When I see it, and I see that the work of the devil, I was just seeing this man. I was called Simon.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a gall of bitterness.
Yeah.
You ever see anybody in a gall of bitterness? They're mad at the world.
Yeah.
They don't get their way.
Yeah.
And they just flare up.
Right.
It's easy. I know somebody mad at me all the time. Yeah. And no matter what, they just puff up at me. Boy, that'd be all right. They just puff up at me, and I'll do my best. I to look at them through the love of the power of the Holy Ghost. Our brothers stand firm and tell them, I listen, that they need to lay aside every weight that weights them down. And brother, the God of bitterness, I will weight you down.
That's right. Amen.
I like it when I feel the power of God coming down.
Good preaching.
Oh, Simon, we're giving out some great one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to be like them fellers. Whenever I come, I bet you anything, he would have went a half a mile down the road. He would have got his money back. I'm trying to sell the stuff.
Right.
The gift of God is not for sale.
That's right.
The Lamb on Calvary, I bought it and paid for it. And the Father, I sent it down from above, and through repentance, and a broken heart, and a contrite spirit, I brings down the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah,
right. I
like
that. Amen. I never could have preached. Oh, no.
Amen.
But I like when that Lord preaches.
Amen.
It's not I, but it's the Lord that liveth in me.
Right? Yeah. Amen.
Listen, I don't know why, but this scripture, I just keep coming over in my mind. I don't know what happened. I told Simon, I never read. Where he ever done anything. He sure didn't get called to Jerusalem the whole revival. I never read it, did you? We don't purchase the gift of God with money.
That's right.
Or anything else of the world.
That's right.
Man, it's healed from the world. Only nobody but the redeemed I can receive by the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Peter seen the gall of bitterness all over this man. I don't know if you ever know him, ever seen him before or not. But he didn't care to tell him, did he?
That's right.
He didn't care to tell him. And we need to be up front because this word is precious. Our Savior gave his life for it. What did I say this morning? There was two reasons that Jesus went to the cross. One, that we might have eternal life.
Right.
And another, that we might escape the burning pits of hell.
Yeah.
He went to the cross so we could escape the pits of hell. But I'm here to tell you tonight, a little weight here, a little weight there, a little sin here, and all puffed up over there. My brother's going to take a man, a woman, boy, a girl, into the middle pits of hell.
Yeah. Blessed Lord.
I don't know what's in that, but I feel close to Jesus, and I feel the Lord. But look out. Be aware.
Yeah.
The devil will come a-calling.
Yeah, amen. Yeah.
I've had people call me and say, I didn't like what you preach. I'm the devil. Preacher, I don't believe it's in the Bible. You ought to read it.
Amen.
Come on, praise the Lord. But I love the Lord tonight. I asked you if you wanted to preach. I asked you if you wanted to testify.
Amen.
But I'm glad that I got it off my chest.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Brother David, come and get a song. In the gall of bitterness, surely, I know when I get upset with you, but when I get upset with you, I'm in the gall of bitterness, right?
Yeah. Amen.
I need to do something about it.
That's right.
Am I too proud to apologize?
Oh, that's right.
If I'm too proud to apologize, I'm in the wrong already.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
But repent, apologize, get on the road to glory.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Let's give the devil room for his money.
Amen.
Listen. I'm glad to be saved, ain't you?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Brother David, go ahead and sing.
Oh,
you need to pray. If there's something you need to do, you need to slip out of your seat. You need to come.